Stay tuned as you receive life transforming word of God on Empower's broadcast.
Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Welcome to Empower's broadcast. May the Lord bless you. Oh Jesus, breathe upon your word. Let your word give life to many. In the name of Jesus. Now, love one another. I'll be talking on love one another. Hallelujah. You see, all the revival that came in the days of the apostles and our fathers, the revival of Acts of the Apostles, then the revival that came by individual men like Charles G. Finney, John Wesley, Smith Wigglesworth, John G. Lake, Vincent D'Souza, Catherine Kumar, Oral Roberts, Spurgeon, Charles Wesley, name all of them, John Nance, Kenneth Hagin. Now, if you notice, these were the two major revivals of all time, the Acts of the Apostles and the generation of our fathers. And that is where we also experienced the Azusa Street Revival, where the move of God was so strong. But you see, there's another one that is coming. Now, there is a prophecy everywhere that revival is coming, revival is coming, revival is coming. Now, by the help of the Spirit, I was able to find out that this revival that is coming, the platform of this revival is going to be the love of the brethren. The love of God among the believers is the platform of this coming revival. The power force of the church is the love of Jesus in the believer. Is the love of Jesus among the brethren. Now you see, this revival that is coming is going to stand on the platform of the love of God among the brethren. Now, if you notice carefully, Satan has been fighting the church. He has been doing everything possible to make us hate each other. The reason why the devil is doing all these things is because he has seen that the power force of this coming revival is the love of God among the church, is the love of God among the brethren. You see, when the first revival came, when the first revival came, if you noticed, there was a fervent love among the church. The first thing the Holy Ghost planted in the church when the Holy Ghost came in chapter 2, Acts of the Apostles, was the love among themselves. It was no power demonstration. It was no soul winning. It was no manifestation of the Spirit. It was love among themselves. That's why you see where they started selling properties. This one say, I have 1 acre. I have 1,000 by 1,000. Let me go and sell. And they brought the money to the apostles' feet. Now, that was the secret of the early church revival. It was not their prayer. It was not their fasting. It was not their sacrifices. It was the fervent love among the church. So it's so fortunate that in this generation, we don't actually know what this thing means. We don't actually know that this love one another is the power force of this coming revival. So the first one that came by waiting in God's presence. That revival drove them to love one another. They sacrificed for one another. That was what preserved the church at that time. It was the love of the brethren that preserved the early church revival. That's why Paul now says, I know when we depart, certain men will come unto you, we enter your midst and spoil the labor of love. That was what Apostle Paul said. You see, I know that certain brethren will enter your midst to corrupt the labor of love. They call it labor. Why? It was the secret of what sustained the revival in the early church. It is the will of God so that this coming revival can find expression. So the devil knows that if the church comes together to walk in love, if every believer loves themselves strongly, that revival cannot be stopped. So what he is doing now is causing commotion among the church. It is Satan's agenda to destroy the church that way, because he knows that if the church keep fighting themselves, if believers keep fighting themselves, that third revival, this last revival that is coming, that we all usher the coming of the Lord, we find difficult to find expression. So what the devil is doing is fighting the love of God among the brethren. That's why the rate of believers backsliding, the rate of believers backsliding this end time, you will discover that out of 100%, 40% are caused by their fellow Christians. I've met Christians who backslided because of their pastors, because of their fellow Christian brother. Now, we might judge them to say, oh, those ones are not weak, those ones are weak, they are not serious. Your small thing just offend you, you leave church. No, you don't understand these things. It's an attack. These things is an attack from Satan, because Satan knows that if the church keep fighting themselves, if believers keep hurting themselves, the move of the Spirit, the end time revival, will not find expression. Will not find expression. So love one another is beyond just hugging each other. Is a spiritual force. It is the secret, is the brain behind this revival that is coming. So the platform of this revival that is coming, that we usher the coming of the Lord, is the love among the brethren. Now let's look at scripture. Romans chapter 14 verse 13. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore. The word judge there means making yourself more better than another Christian. In this kingdom, there's nobody that is holier than anybody. If you have that mentality, you are a carnal Christian. There are many believers who are Pharisees, but they don't know. They don't know. I call them Pharisees Christians. He said, let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man puts a stumbling block or an occasion to fall his brother's way. Let me explain the scripture. You see, there's something going on in the body of Christ that is a sin, but we don't know that it's a sin. We don't know, we don't have the idea that these things are sin against God, but we observe it within ourselves as believers. How can a believer test another believer before helping him? I want to help this guy, but I want to test him to see the kind of person he is. It's not scriptural, sir. You don't do that as a believer. The scripture commanded us to love one another, not test one another. Now, the scripture called it stumbling block. Stumbling block. He called it stumbling block. He said that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall his brother's way. What does it mean? Many people have fallen into tests, and from there, Satan has taken them away. So, my brother, I just say I should test you if you're a loyal person. You just disappoint me, or I just tested you and you just fell into it. No, sorry, I can't help you again. That is stupidity. That is not Christianity, it's stupidity. Because most people believe in this kingdom that because they are blessed, so other believers need to beg them to partake in what God has given to them. That is wickedness of heart. Now, most believers believe that, I'm better than you. I'm better than you in this kingdom. I have money more than you. So if you're asking me money, you need to end it. You need to pass through the test, my test, before I can release it to you. That is not Christianity. That is not Christianity. And that is what is going on among the brethren. Where certain brethren separated themselves from other Christians. We are the rich Christians. These people are the poor Christians. You see, in this kingdom, there is no poor Christian. There is no rich Christian. We are brethren. Because that is what churches are not trying to practice. They're not trying to practice society, cultism in the body of Christ, financial cultism in the body of Christ, whereby we have people who are poor and people who are rich in the church. These things are satanic. They are not kingdom. Now, we are not making the church now for only those who have money. So people now believe that if I don't have money, I can't go to church. Why? Because of the way the kingdom of God is now painted. And they call those who don't have money in the church low class. Because the love of the brethren now is not for certain persons. Because we now have clique now in the body of Christ. And nobody is talking about it. We are all silenced over this thing. And nobody is saying anything about it. Why? Because mammon has blinded the eyes of many Christians. John chapter 13, 34 to 35. Now look at it. He said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I has loved you. Originally, God planted us to love one another for one reason, for the keeping of the faith. Because Jesus knew that if another believer is doing well, another believer is not doing well, the one that is doing well will help the one that is not doing well, so that his faith will not be moved. See, the reason why we help each other is not for our consumption, it's for the keeping of the faith. Now, a brother is suffering financially, and you are a millionaire, you are doing well. Help that guy that is suffering financially. Why? Not for the money's sake, to take him out of poverty. No, because of his Christian life. Because that guy can be discouraged and go into the world and start making money in the ways of Satan. Now, then everybody will not be saying, that brother has backslided. That brother has left the faith. Oh, he was a prayer warrior. The reason is because no believer helped him. See, there are some things that minor things we solve. The reason why Jesus commanded us to love one another is not for our needs to be met. No, it's for the keeping of the faith. There are people who have left the faith because nobody check up on them, who got discouraged from serving God. So they'll say, let me just come and leave the church. Let me just go to the world. That is how many believers are leaving the faith now, currently. Why? Because Satan is not fighting the love of God among the brethren. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciple, if you love one another. If Jesus died because of love, it is that same love that will win soul to him. Jesus died and to save soul because he loved us, because he loved the world. Now, is that same love that will win them to him? So that's why Jesus said, for the love of God is shared abroad in your hearts. Why? When you now exhibit this love among yourself as brethren, an unbeliever started seeing it, it helps the Holy Ghost to convince them of sin, because they want to test that same love. If you read Acts of the Apostles, the Bible says, and they have all things in common, and they love themselves. You see, they have all things in common, meaning the world they have all things in common means they love themselves. And the scripture now says, and God added to the church. Why? The people saw the way these Christians were loving each other. They saw the way they were taking care of each other. Oh, my brother, you say you don't have money to pay school fees. Oh, I have money, let me give you. And the unbeliever were seeing these things. They were triggered. They say, what? What kind of Christianity is this that everybody's loving each other? And the Holy Ghost started touching them. The Bible wrote, and God added to the church. He added to the church not because they preach. He added to the church not because they fasted, not because they prayed. He added to the church because they love one another. It's fervent love in the midst of brethren. A church where everybody is fighting themselves cannot grow. God cannot add to that church. He said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciple. He didn't say, by this shall all men know you are going to church. He didn't say, by this shall all men know that you believe in me. No, you are my disciple, meaning you are trained by me. You are a follower of Christ. Because love is not fake. John chapter 15 verse 12. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. This is my commandment, that you love. This is the second time he's saying it. The first one was in chapter 13. Now this one, he's saying it again in chapter 15 to tell you how vital it is for a believer to love one another. These things is the people don't understand these things. They thought it's just to love and just to no. These things is the secret of the move of the Spirit in this end time. If the Holy Ghost must move in this end time, the church must love one another. People don't know these things. That's why the devil is fighting us not to love one another, to be fighting ourselves on social media. Why? Because he knows that if the church can love each other, if a believer can love each other, nothing can stop the move of God in this end time. Galatians chapter 6, brethren, if a man be overtaken in the faults, you that is spiritual, that you believe that you have touched heaven, you have navigated into immortals. He said, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. You are doing it because it's a commandment. You are not loving one another. You are not helping each other as believers because you feel like it's a commandment. He said, if you love me, keep my commandment. And this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Verse 2. Bear one another's body and so fulfill the law of Christ. Bear one another's body. The word body is challenges. So it means that if a believer is going through any challenges, the body of Christ is going through challenges. Well, you know why? Because it's a member of the body. So if you have an injury in your eye, all your body will be restless. It's called body. Bear. It's called bear one another. Because the rest of your body, your hand, your eyes, they are trying to bear the pain inside your ear. So if your ear is paining you, it will affect your eyes. You'll be restless. You'll be crying. Your mouth will be crying, but your ear is paining you. So that is how it is in the body of Christ. If a believer is going through any challenges, the church is going through challenges. It is foolishness to think that God has blessed me, I don't care about other Christians. You're a foolish Christian. No believer is blessed for his consumption. The scripture says, if you see your brother in need and you shut your bowel, the word bowel there, you shut your compassion. What compassion? The love of God that is shared abroad in your heart. You quench that love, you say you don't love God. So he said, bear one another's body. Being part of the suffering of another Christian. Why? He's a member of the body. So that's what the scripture says, bear one another's body, meaning share in the challenges of another Christian. Many Christians have backslided just because nobody encouraged them. Love is what keeps the faith. It is love that keeps the faith. The reason why Jesus commanded us to love one another is because of the Christian faith. Because it is love that secures the faith. He said, you that is spiritual, quickly restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. Luke chapter 6 verse 32. For if you love them which love you, listen, you know, what thank are you? For sinners also love those that love them. Now you see, there's something going on in the church whereby I can only give to you if you give to me. Most churches are observing this thing. They even call it structure. They say it's our structure here. God is not in that structure. Now, if you love those who love you, all thanks are yea. Let's read further. For sin also love those that love them. Verse 33. And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinner also do even the same thing. You see now? Now, if you give to them of whom you hope to receive, what thank are ye? For sinner also led to sinners to receive as much again. So you see now that this is what is going on in the church, whereby Sister Rose, Sister Esther is doing her wedding. Nobody want to support her. Why? Because when so-and-so was doing her wedding, she did not give. She did not pay dues. She did not support with money. So nobody will support her. They will not check their record to say, okay, let's check if she's paying dues. Or you are not be committed in our department, so we can't help you. And some churches call this structure. Sorry to say, God is not in that structure. Any structure that teaches self-centeredness is cursed. It's a cursed structure. God will judge that structure. And God will judge that church. Because these are the people that are spoiling and killing the labor of love. See, there are some structures in our churches we need to review again and delete many things out of it. It's making Satan to have upper hand against the body of Christ because of so-called structure. You will open fire for so and so, because let us check if your name is in this department. You are not be committed in this department. You are off and on. And we don't normally see you in the department. So there's no way we can help you in your marriage. Sorry to say, we can't help you. No, that is not God. That is not God. That is what is happening in churches. Before I can help you, they will check your list to know. Before church can support you, they will check if you are punctual in service. If you are not punctual, they will not help you. That is not kingdom. That is not Christianity. And these things are evil in the sight of God. These things grieve the Holy Spirit. Using structure to fight the move of the Spirit. Some people even have lists. You will open fire. You are openly fire. You are openly register for another Christian to check if he's committed in your department, if he's committed in church. No. This is not God now. It's obvious. Just you think about it. Think about what I just said. You are openly fire for another Christian to see, okay, if he's committed in weekly due. If God should open your fire, are you committed? You see, churches, people just misbehave in church. They just do things anyhow to think that the kingdom is... See, there are things we call structure. It's actually iniquity. Structure that doesn't promote love. Structure that doesn't promote holiness. Structure that doesn't promote righteousness. Structure that promotes envy. Structure that promotes bitterness. Structure that promotes discouragement. That is the structure we now have in churches. Everybody is quiet over this thing. So I want to thank you for today's broadcast. Thank you very much. God bless you.